Okay, Wampler Foods, how to best describe the setup for this. There was a bet made at Wampler Foods about a guy being willing to have sex with a turkey. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling because he was fired.
Yeah, he was fired because he supposedly held the turkey.
Yeah, this is the guy that held the turkey or walked in on it while
he was having his way with a turkey. Yeah.
But the bet involved,
it was $11 and
two tins of skull. Yeah. And as we find out, the bet was not paid off. Huh? And the guy who got fired, who simply, his argument was that all he did was witness this or walk in on it.
Yeah.
His dad actually gets on the phone and makes a joke. That was, to me, the highlight. That was when the thing really...
Yeah, sealed it forever.
So anyway, this is the annual Wampler Foods call because it just they insist on hearing it every year, and I figure better the day before Thanksgiving than on Thanksgiving. Yeah, hi. I'm sorry to bother you. This is Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. Is this the plant where the guy tried to have sex with the turkey?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
We want to see if we get a little information about that.
All right. The person you speak to is out of town today. Maybe in later this afternoon. He's not here right now.
Do you know what happened to the turkey?
No, I don't.
Did you get any counseling or?
No.
Did it?
I have no idea. The person you need to speak to is not here right now.
It didn't fall in love and keep circling the guy's house for days.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Yes, it is.
I know it. That's the precious part.
Most people say no comment or whatever. I mean, she came out with it.
And little did she know that ever in her life, certainly in her employment history, that she'd ever have to pick up the phone and say, yeah, this is where some guy poked a turkey. You know what I mean?
He got $12.50 and three cans of snuff for it. That's right. That's us. How you doing?
And that was all. Boy, it sure didn't take much, did it? It sounded like he needed all that much encouragement. Three cans of snuff.
He probably could have paid the other guy, $12.50 and three cans of snuff to let him.
Yeah, right. You think doing that turkey would open your sinuses? God almighty, what a creep.
Okay, this might be the number of the guy that held the turkey.
Okay.
My man, David. My man.
Where is the turkey?
Hey, is David there? It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio.
I'll call him. Hold on. Don't hang up on me.
Oh, no, I won't hang up on you. Is this his mom?
Yes, I'm his mother.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about the whole incident with the turkey and stuff.
Yes, so are we. He's innocent.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he is.
Well, that's great. Well, he needs to get the word out then. No question about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess Thanksgiving will be a little uncomfortable this year.
Well, they went through everything a week can go through.
I'll bet.
The other guy just did it on his own?
I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other guy maybe just tied it up or something.
Well, is David there? We just want to ask him a couple of questions.
He's outside, but you'll have to wait till I can go get him.
Okay, yeah, we'll wait a couple minutes. Just wanted to, for him to tell whatever of his story that he can.
Yeah, we just want to
get his side of it, because we just have a newspaper article that says that he held the turkey and the other guy,
Yeah, we'd love to clear his name, though,
Well, I'll call him.
Okay, ma'am.
Jeez.
It just goes to show you that your mom will stand by you no matter what.
Yeah, he's a fine boy.
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? It's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We just spoke to your mom for a second, and she said that you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Did you just happen to be in the room and kind of got framed, or how'd that work, or were you holding the turkey for another reason?
Well,
how the story started. And this is the true side of my story.
Well, that, we want you to tell your story. That's really what we're looking for.
Okay. The bird had gotten loose off of the trailer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On Tuesday morning. After we were all done killing, it was running loose there in the dock.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Eichelberger said something about there was one under the trailer.
Yep.
I went to catch it.
Was it a particularly attractive bird or what?
The bird was alive. It was running loose out there in the dock.
Shaking its fanny, looking like it wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Eichelberger said about catching the bird. Yes, I did grab the bird by the neck when I grabbed it, and then I grabbed it. The feet, and Terry told me put it in the shower where they always put them. They had,
Put it in the it where?
In the bathroom, out there in the dock.
Oh, in the shower. Shower, take a shower.
You cleaned up.
Putting them in there over, like on a Friday night until Monday morning.
Now, explain to me what's going on with the turkey in the shower? What's that all about? I'm not sure I follow that.
Okay, when everybody got loose, all flies out of the bin, out of the coop.
Got all soaped up.
Okay, end of the day, if it's not caught in time to put on the line to be killed, they stick them in the shower, in the bathroom, out there on the live dock.
Okay, what's the shower all about? Is that like a shower, like you take a shower?
You shower in your house. They have one in the bathroom, out there in the live dock for the live hang.
Yep.
Okay.
Put the shower, steam's running,
taking a bird,
soap,
or a turkey, or a chicken out of your chicken house. In here and put in the shower.
See, what I don't understand is they say that this Eichelberger guy offered this other dude $12.50 and 3 tins of snuff if he would have sex with the bird. Now, where's that part come in?
Well, that's coming later.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're with you.
The story said that somebody at that point looked at the bird and said, hey, nice pooper. But that's not true.
I don't recall hearing that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think anybody said that.
Okay, continue.
Might have made that up.
But, anyhow,
come on.
I put the bird in the shower.
Sorry, story.
Out, got my hammer, went in to do my other job I do after I'm done hanging, working on the pickers, taking the hubs out, cut the fingers out of the hubs. I went back in the bathroom to wash my hands.
Yeah.
And use the restroom.
Wash up after, yep.
I'll wash up, use the commode.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Unload or whatever.
Huh?
Unload or whatever?
Unload.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah. Just
whatever.
Cut loose.
Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, I just keep it clean or whatever.
Then what happened?
And I had come out of the stall where the commode is and turned to head toward the bathroom door to go out. And that's when I saw Tim trying to stick his in the turkey's.
You know,
I mean, was he excited by the bird?
No, I don't know if it was hard or soft.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't stick around to find out too much of this.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Did you pull the bird off it?
I saw what he was trying to do. I walked on out of the bathroom. I was shocked.
Was his pelvis thrusting repeatedly?
I don't know. I don't normally look at guys.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
I'm not that kind of
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, I know.
I just wondered how could you tell that he was trying to do that?
Because I saw him standing there, completely undressed, with the turkey.
Was he making a goofy face or something? I mean, did he see that you saw him?
I'd say he probably saw me, yes.
And he was so into it that he didn't even stop?
Was he holding the wings and saying, "Who's your daddy?" at a high volume?
No.
Okay.
He didn't really say too much about that I know of. Like I said, I didn't stick around. All I did was get out of there. The reason I didn't report it to everybody is I worked with the man from 79. He worked there, Tim Buckus, worked there a year longer than I had.
Well, how come they fired you? You didn't do anything.
Under hearsay. The other two says, I held the bird, I offered him this guy money, which I did not.
Yeah.
Hawkins was getting ready to crawl in the shower and take a shower after work like he normally does.
With the bird or without the bird?
Wash my hands.
Were there feathers stuck all over him?
I didn't really look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I knew is what I saw.
Okay.
Do you know if the guy said something to the bird like, and don't be here in the morning?
Bill Eichelberger made this statement. Yes. When I walked in there with that turkey, when Terry told me to put it there, that if that bird is dead, we all know what you did to it.
Was he, you know, talking to the bird or anything, telling it that he cared about it or anything weird like that? Loved it?
Not that I recall of.
Was there? And there was no conversation whatsoever. Was the bird? Was the?
Okay.
Was the
one
bird complaining?
Back to Tim himself. Tim Bakken is not altogether upstairs.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No.
Did it look like the bird was digging it?
Seriously, he is not altogether there. This is how bright that boy is.
Okay.
He was running the riding mower that has the gas tank and the radiator type.
Right.
Cadet. The riding mower.
Sure.
And somebody had said to him about checking the gas in the mower so it wouldn't run out of gas.
Yeah.
Okay. He was that not right in the head, and he unscrewed that radiator cap instead of the gas cap because he thought the radiator cap was the gas.
I thought you were going to say he put his in there or something.
No.
Okay. Use it as a dipstick.
Huh?
I thought it was going to be something crazier than that, but you're basically just saying the guy's not too bright.
Right.
I did too.
Now, what about let me ask you this, because the guy supposedly offered him $12.50 and three tins of snuff to do the turkey. Did he get the three tins of snuff and the $12.50?
Tim said he did not get none of the money at the hearing, yes.
So the other guy was a welcher.
Well,
after all of that.
Okay, that's another story.
How'd they get this story that you held the turkey while the guy did it?
Two good liars making up a story.
But why do they need to bring you into the story?
Because I was in the bathroom in the house.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Now, so you live at home there with your mom and your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they must be, I mean, obviously this must be pretty difficult around the house.
Well.
Is it a little, you know.
A little awkward?
Do you think Thanksgiving will be a kind of a weird time? You know, when the bird lands on the table?
Eating turkey much.
Looking all oiled up.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad did, yes.
Yep.
Well, how have your parents handled it? Have they been pretty supportive?
That's been helping me out, yes.
Yeah,
because I mean, there's a lot worse stuff that people have done.
Oh,
it's not like it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you say it's not true.
Yeah.
Well, like I said.
Did he have butter on his?
Huh?
I was just.
There's something happened to the phone line there. I don't know.
Well,
Mike said something ridiculous. I think that's what it was. So are you do you know whatever happened to the bird?
Well, there was nowhere to be found on Thursday. Wednesday morning.
He told it to get lost.
Huh?
He told it to get its things and go, you know.
Who?
Bodkins, didn't he tell the bird to get the hell out of there?
Whoa. You asked what happened to the turkey.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
What happened
turkey
to it?
Turkey was nowhere to be found. This happened Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on its doorstep with a suitcase?
Look, the turkey, it happened to after work on Tuesday night. The turkey was nowhere to be found.
Whoa.
On Wednesday. But the paper states that it was mainly Saturday to be killed, you know, and the turkey fell for. Okay. They didn't fire until Thursday.
Right.
Did the turkey kill? Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the turkey might be traumatized. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just wonder if the turkey had gotten any kind of counseling or what they were going to do about that.
What's he going to do about
it? Well, I mean, the processing plant, you'd think, first of all, I don't want to get that turkey on Thanksgiving. I just want to make sure that it didn't end up on the line or something.
That's a great point. I'm having chicken.
Our Wolfer says it was mainly killed.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, I hope
about that.
Tuesday. They never fired us until Thursday when they found out about it, you know.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't think you're really capable of explaining this part of the story, but the bottom line is that it looks like you've gotten kind of a raw deal here. Are you going to appeal? Because, I mean, you've already been dealt with in the legal system, right?
Dad was with me at the hearing.
Yeah.
And?
Is the turkey going to be a surprise witness?
Where is the turkey?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It better not be on my my dinner table on Thanksgiving. That's all I know.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, yeah, you tell me where it got to. When this happened Tuesday, and we weren't prepared until Thursday. Where is that turkey?
That's a good question. Where is that turkey?
Huh?
Where is that turkey?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Where is that turkey?
He might already eat it.
So now are you going to get, do you think you're going to get charged or are you going to get off of this thing? The charge, that is.
Where is it? Well, I guess I already paid the fine yesterday.
Oh, you paid the fine. So
fine.
It's over.
Yeah, just to put it to sleep, eh?
Jeez.
To be done with it.
So is that on your permanent record?
I don't. Well, that's what I was, they said, John Jeff III said I was guilty for just being in the room at the time, really.
Jeez, that's,
man. Well, now,
that's crazy.
Have you thought about, because you got to think about this, now, Pray, you're going to be looking for another job. Have you thought about how exactly to try and explain this thing to your next employer when they ask you, David, what happened at the Wampler Foods?
Well, the only thing I can tell them is I got framed for being in the room at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
know
if you ought to tell them that, because they might want to know what happened in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What can you tell
them? Yeah, I know. Like,
it's the truth.
No, I understand, and I'm glad that you've told your story, but you might want to give that some thought or maybe start over, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Do you know if Bodkin's got the 1250 and the 3 tins of snuff or no?
As far as I know, yet today, Tim did not get any of that.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Well, that's outrageous. He ought to be suing.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Did this guy complete the sex act with the turkey?
I don't know anyone when I told you.
Yeah.
I saw what I saw. I left the bathroom.
Yep. Let me get in. I'm Dave's father. Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Drew and Mike calling, sir. We were trying to get David to tell his story.
Actually, when this started out at the first hearing with Bodkin, he testified for Eichelberger. We went to that hearing. We had nothing to say but listen in. And he testified to him, or Eichelberger said that it wasn't that he couldn't have done nothing to the bird.
Oh, I see.
And although he did admit that he gave the money, he said he handed Dave the turkey, which Dave says he never held the turkey other than catching and bringing it in.
Yeah. Well,
is Eichelberger, is he some kind of creep that gets off on seeing somebody get it on with a turkey?
Well, he's an instigator.
A lot of people are instigators, but who the hell would instigate that?
Boy, you're not kidding, you know.
This guy, he just gets his kicks out of getting everybody in trouble, you know.
Yeah,
Are you going to somehow appeal this?
I can't see no way I can appeal it and come out on it because our lawyer didn't have a stomach for something like this to start with.
Uh-huh.
And the question that you asked him a while ago, did he have an and that's what I told her to ask them. You see, well, then he could say, if you asked Eichelberger that, he had to be close enough to see it. And the guy closest to see it would be the guy that was either helping or holding a turkey, right? But see, nobody ever brought that out except Eichelberger said that he didn't have an when he testified on his own behalf, actually, Bodkin said that, but you see, the first time he testified, he said he did. And then when he testified against Bodkin, he said, Eichelberger, he said, couldn't do none, you know.
Oh, jeez.
I just hope that somehow you guys can get past this, because this is going to be obviously a pretty difficult situation.
Well, I'm going to take one of those roundhill hats, and I'm going to put a circle around it. And then there's a sign like, do not enter, do not this, and then I'm going to put eat ham for Christmas.
Well, that'll,
right.
I'm sure that'll help.
Okay.
And
yep.
Listen, we wish you guys luck. It just sounds like a really bad deal there. David, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, good luck to you. It's going to be hard to get past this, but I'm sure in time it'll things will get better.
Yeah, just carry on, Dave.
Well, you know, this thing happens up here at the can factory in Biggerville. That guy stuck his thing in the Pete Spicer, but they fired him, and they fired her, too.
What did he stick it in?
Huh?
What did he stick it in?
In the Pete Spicer. This is a joke, sir.
Oh, a joke. Oh,
oh
hey.
He stuck his thing in the Pete Spicer, and they fired him, but they fired her, too.
Hello. Oh, for crying out loud.
That's not bad.
A little levity certainly helps.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, listen, you guys have a good day, and we appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Oh,
man.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Oh, my God. It's nice to end with a good joke.
Yeah. No better crowd for that than the guy that's wrongly accused of
holding a turkey.
Holding a bird while somebody porked it.
You know, his dad launches into a to wrap it up with.
I thought he was serious. I mean,
I did too. He got mad that we thought that he was serious. This is a joke, sir.